This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I recently attended a conference called Good Food Now, a summit on food farms and community health organized by Just Food, a group that promotes small-scale, healthy, non-polluting, and sustainable local farming, community gardening, and backyard food production. Just Food has an impressive range of programs, educating, training, and assisting farmers, gardeners, and eaters on how to set up farms and set up gardens and ways to buy food. I'm even more impressed that they back up that work by finding allies in politics and pressuring their less enlightened elective representatives to support their efforts. It gets better. Just Food's regional focus is New York City, a place where agriculture has been nearly but not quite forgotten, and where the phrase, "you can't fight City Hall," was invented. Best of all, they promote backyard chickening. So of course, I absolutely had to go to this summit to meet other people who shared my passion for urban food production and to learn how they were making it happen in New York City, along with my partner, who is the producer of the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. We brought along a few backyard chicken flyers describing the Bucky Bacall agenda. The agenda I repeat one way or another in every show. Achieving a world with a chicken or three in every backyard, everywhere. Why? Because chickens provide pesticide-free bug control, garden enhancement in the form of fertilizing poop and improved composting, and tastier, more nutritious eggs than you can ever buy from the store, minus the cruelty. And because chickens are downright lovable. Imagine my delight when in the very first session I attended at the summit on livestock in the city, Owen Taylor, Just Food's chicken coordinator, opened the panel discussion with a brief speech that sounded almost identical to the Bucky Bacall agenda. My partner and I each met dozens of people who were very interested in the Bucky Bacall agenda, who loved chickens, and who were dreaming of keeping chickens in New York City. We even met a few people who were already involved in raising chickens. After the sessions, there was a reception featuring a fundraising raffle. Attendees could buy tickets and enter them in a box for a drawing to win one of dozens of prizes donated to Just Food by sponsors. But what caught my eye was the Eglu, E-G-L-U, Urban Chicken Coop. When I first started chickening, I learned about this British-made product constructed of sturdy, energy-efficient polymers, built to last in all kinds of weather, big enough for 2 to 4 chickens, including the wire-constructed chicken run for daytime foraging, predator-proof, yet light enough to move around a small garden, or even from rental to rental. Ordering these over the internet will run North Americans around $700, and while I'm normally a booster of less expensive do-it-yourself chicken housing, I have to confess I've often thought about how nice one of these would be. As soon as I heard that an Eglu would be one of the items raffled off, I planned to buy 3 chances to win. Either way, the raffle money was going to a good cause. Now, there were hundreds of people at this conference, mostly residents of New York City, and including quite a few college-age or recently graduated people. It seemed like everyone was impressed with the Eglu, but I noticed not a lot of people were putting tickets in the box. In fact, I didn't actually see anyone else. I guess a lot of people want chickens in New York City in a theoretical, abstract way, but most of them still don't have yards of their own or permission from their landlords, or they're young and mobile, or have some other reasonable barrier to keep them from making that leap to urban chickening. After about an hour or so of watching the raffle, I started thinking to myself, my chances must be pretty good. I thought about buying 3 more tickets to really stack the odds in my favor, and that's when I gotta confess I went over to the Eglu drawing box and shook it around a bit while peering down the ticket slot. I only saw 3 tickets, my 3 tickets, in there. I started counting my chickens before they hatched. I joined up with my partner and had a little debriefing. After an initial period of giddiness, we started to wonder how we were going to get the thing home to my partner's parents' little apartment where we were staying, and where, in New York City, this particular Eglu would be housing chickens. Right about then, we ran into a young couple from the conference who had ambitions of raising chickens in Brooklyn, and who also had put in 3 tickets. They weren't quite sure if they had the space or the landlord permission necessary to set up a coop, but they were definitely interested. My partner and I conferred off to the side and then made an offer with the couple that we'd pool our chances and whoever could get up and running with chickens first would use the Eglu. The suspense was really heavy, and the four of us drank quite a few complimentary, locally brewed beers just to take the edge off, you understand. When the Just Food people drew for the igloo, it was my number that came up. I had introduced myself to quite a few people by then, and there was a lot of mutual, inebriated excitement over the fact that Bucky Bacall was the igloo winner. Meanwhile, our new friends were having second thoughts about transporting this coop on the subway. We had a somewhat easier trip, so we agreed to take it home with us, and they'd come pick it up in their automobile the next day, when they were sober enough to drive. The igloo may be mobile, but it's about the size of a medium doghouse and weighs about 50 pounds. The trip on the subway was not easy. But I have to say, I actually enjoyed it, because other subway riders wanted to know what they were seeing, and I had a lot of enjoyable conversations about the possibilities of urban chickening in New York City. Everyone wanted to know where I was going to have chickens, and if they could come see them, and wanted to ask me about urban chickening and backyard farming in general. The other big question I heard all day was if it's really legal to keep chickens in New York City. The answer is, it is, as long as they're hens, not roosters. In fact, it's legal to keep small flocks of chickens in more places than not, even other large cities like San Francisco, Houston, and Portland. Look at your city code or county code online, or call the clerk or your animal shelter to find out. For web links on this and more, visit the Bucky page at sagebrushvariety.org. The overarching message of the day was that many, many people already have the sense to love chickens, to love the idea of raising them, or at least living near someone who does raise them, and they understand the appeal of having a miniature, integrated farm wherever one lives. The next day, our friends called and said they weren't set up for chickens just yet, after all, but they are moving next spring and they may have another chance then. Either way, we made plans to get together soon. So another great thing about chickens is that they bring human beings together. At the moment, the Bucky Bacall raffle-winning igloo is temporarily being stored in the bedroom where we're staying. I'm not sure who's going to raise chickens in the igloo yet, but I am determined it will be someone in New York City, and their experiences will be featured on the Backyard Chicken broadcast. Perhaps that will even be yours truly. So stay tuned. This is Bucky Bacall. I had a good time. Bucky Bacall's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.